Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Ava Shows podcast. My name is Kalto.
And I'm Harbo.
And today we have a brand new episode. Woo-hoo. How are you, Harbo?
2024 again in my mindset. Why did I just do Illuminati sign? What the fuck is wrong with me? Let me just like carry on.
Hey.
One time we went to a gin house and there was a woman that did an Illuminati sign.
I'm like, oh, we have to tell this story properly because it's actually funny.
Should we tell the story quickly before we start? So basically, our families thought we were possessed.
Yeah, they didn't think we were possessed. They just thought we could do with some ruqya.
Basically.
And usually what happens is your parents call a sheikh who comes to the house and he reads Quran on you. But no, we were taken to a gin removal establishment.
So there's loads of predominantly Somalis and some Asians, I would say. And everyone was just doing peace signs and gang signs.
No, so what happened was basically the sheikh was reading the Quran and he was using a big tube so that it could elevate the sound of the Quran. And then everyone's just sitting around in the space. There's people to the left of me, people to the right. I see Hada sees me. And then like everyone's fine. And then suddenly there's an eye of red. And then all of a sudden this girl just starts.
It was two or three of them.
There was a couple of them who just start reacting. And one of the things that they did was the Illuminati sign.
And she started doing roly polies.
And she started doing roly polies. And she was doing this.
A grown-ass mum that would not know what the rock sign was.
Yeah, so obviously, naturally, me and Hold are quite young. We were scared.
I was like, hold on, the arrival.
My mom was there as well. So I was like, grabbing onto my mom for dear life. I don't know what was going on. I've never seen anything like this before. So then, like, what happened? I don't even know what happened.
This is crazy.
And then they covered her with a blanket because she just wouldn't stop reacting, bless her.
One of them ran out.
I wonder where she went.
She actually ran out and they chased after her. Surreal experience.
It was a mad experience.
So I shan't be doing the rock sign.
No, because now we know it's affiliated with satanic.
Oh God,
devilish.
Here goes Colton with her conspiracy.
It's not conspiracy, darling.
Colton's
we be
like
knowing.
Colton is like that homeless man under the bridge that just sings conspiracies all the time with a little board.
You know what? You know when you find your conspiracy theory spirit animals, it's like, it's like we see each other, do you know what I mean? Sometimes people are like, shut the fuck up, Colton.
Literally. Quite literally.
And then other people are like, oh my God, I completely
know what you're saying.
I get you, I've
our
seen
third
the video.
Eyes.
Our third eye's open.
Is that even real?
I don't know.
It's a shirk.
Maybe.
It's giving shirk. Anyway, guys, welcome to the podcast. As you can see, we are in the studio recording for you, but there's a few things that you guys can do for us. Do you know what they are? You can like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can also like and leave a lovely little review on the Apple Podcast and Spotify now. Now we can see your reviews and you guys can see the reviews too.
After you download the episode and watch the whole thing.
Of course. We love you and we entertain you. And you know, it works both ways.
Do you know what I mean? This is a reciprocal relationship.
You know what I mean? We give and you take.
Receiving, and giving.
Do you know what I mean? Giving, receiving.
Masculine, feminine.
Energy.
Yin and yang.
Black and white.
Up or down.
I can't think. Loud or quiet. Oh. Anyway, guys, should we start with our Monday Madness?
Mm-hmm.
Righty-ho, I've actually missed recording. Righty-ho, so the Monday Madness for this week is...
Wait, should we discuss the ICG case?
Oh my God, we've got so much to discuss.
We've got so much to discuss.
First of all...
Big ups South Africa.
I'm going to start doing Appiana from now on, like... If I don't learn South African dances, my name is not Tava.
Your name is not Hava.
It's not Hava. The H is missing from my name. Big up South Africa.
Yeah, man. Like, they're doing bits.
Like, can I just let's just talk about, yeah. They have you guys seen, there's this meme going around on TikTok. It's like proof, evidence, this. That is exactly what they bought. They bought the proof, the evidence. And it wasn't just written. They bought video evidence.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know what I said last week about don't stop posting? They're using that footage as evidence. That's crazy. We love to see it.
All those soldiers. It's
free,
all there.
Free Palestine.
How is TikTok in evidence?
TikTok's in evidence.
The TikTok videos you did is evidence in the ICJ.
But we made it to the Hague.
Crazy. I'm just gonna say there was this guy that did a tally on the amount of times when Israel was doing their
opening speeches,
how many times throughout the whole 3 hours, how many times they said Hamas. I believe it was like 117 times.
It's like, but he actually did a tally. Bore me later.
But yeah, I think majority of people think that obviously South Africa will win. They had, you know, the amount of evidence they had was like completely out of this world.
Is this a case where the US can use veto powers? Because, you know, I was watching.
No. So if they win, obviously no sanctions or anything can happen.
Right.
And any sort of ruling or advice that the ICJ give will only come like a few years later.
I see.
But if it's a win, it's a win. Because it will identify the fact that they have, ideally, if they're within the, because Israel is one of the countries in the Geneva Convention, Genocide Convention. And I think Israel was like the first country to ever have, is it the Genocide Convention law, whatever they did?
That
was
Shock.
The first country. And now they're doing this. It's just like, but anyway, a lot can happen. A lot can happen. So it's all, I think it's a really good thing.
I'm really happy.
I'm really happy as well. I mean, I'm not happy about what's happening to Yemen.
Oh, yeah, shit.
We're about to go into world war. Rishi is basically stating that
it's self-defense, the little bastard.
Don't take my passport, please.
No, please don't take my passport. But how mad is he? How is he saying self-defense? The country didn't even attack.
So they're ideally
like,
saying,
are we being bombed right now? Like,
no, for all that. Ideally, they're saying that the Houthis were attacking ships from American and UK trade, blah, blah, blah. We don't actually know that. The Houthis are saying they only attacked Israeli ships that in order to stop the genocide. All they have to do is just bring in a ceasefire and this will all stop.
Do you know what I mean?
But instead, they're willing to go to war.
They're going to war for like commerce, but not human
lives. It's crazy. And then also, I think this week they said that they're going to send, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening this
week. The Middle East, then they're coming for Russia as well. So they're sending a lot of troops. There's a secret mission that they're basically sending the NATO troops to on the eastern border of like Europe. Germany's already got his tanks ready on the border. Then there's this stuff happening in Yemen. In the
but
Red
they're
sea.
Trying to say that they're trying to use this as a distraction,
maybe
for so that people don't watch the ICJ case.
But
then I feel like is it a distraction?
No, because it's done now. The case is done. Both parties have said what they said. Now the UK is saying that their troops are going to two different places: some in the Red Sea, some in Eastern Europe, dealing with I don't know what's happening with Russia, but you apparently something's brewing. So,
Because, you know, Rishi Sunak recently said that he's going to give billions of pounds to Ukraine. And it's like, but sis, why are we struggling in the UK? But you can just, like, give away that much money.
It's crazy.
I mean, I tried to get a doctor's appointment. But I have to bring it back to my doctor's appointment. Because I tried to get one the other day and they were like, no, you've had a blood test in the last 3 months. And I said to them, I know my iron deficiency and vitamin's low. Can I get another one? They said, sorry, we don't have capacity.
If you've got £300, yeah, you can go to that place that I showed you the
other
day. I'm
not going around Doc's Harbour.
I'm telling you, they're really good.
A blood test for free on the NHS. But back to what I was saying about Rishi Sunak just offing with that much money to Ukraine.
Where was that money when we were asking for it?
You're still in the flipping, whatchamacallit, you ain't got your three bedrooms, Harlow.
No, I don't. And I'm not getting a mortgage. luggage. Guys, I was having a meltdown in the group chat this morning. I swear to God. You know, some mornings I wake up, yeah, and I'm like, I need a house. I want my own house. I want to buy a house. And I'm like, I've got the money. I can get a mortgage, but I can't. I'm not waging war with Allah. I can't wage a war.
You can't do it.
I just can't wage a war.
It's not worth it. You know what's going to piss you off about getting a mortgage? Like in the moment, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm doing it. But then you're going to spend the rest of your life feeling guilty. And you're going to have this stupid payment looming over you every month. Like, shit, I've got to pay this off. And then you're also going to feel paranoid because you might just suddenly, like, die. And then you're like,
who's going to pay off my debt?
Who's going to pay off my mortgage?
I've waged the war with Allah.
I'm done.
That's it. Like, my life is over. The river's just crazy. I can't do it, guys.
The river is ribbering.
But yeah, we are jumping off mad topics. But all I'm going to say is, I don't know. I'm going to follow what happens. I feel like when I was younger, can I just make this point? Why do you look at me like that when I say, I feel like?
Because like, I just know you're going to say something crazy.
I just feel like if social media existed when Saddam Hussein was lied on, yeah, because it was true. They all said it. When Saddam Hussein was lied on,
they lied on my brother in Islam.
They told a false testimony against that man.
But to be fair, you know what? Yes, they did.
They did. If social media existed then, to the level that exists now, I don't think that Iraq war would have happened. If society was as woke as they are now, I don't think it would have happened.
Yeah.
They pulled the wool over our eyes to go to war. Can you believe that?
I know. I just feel like with the US evidence. And the UK and France, they're all just wolves in sheep clothing.
At the moment, France have redeemed themselves. They said, no, we're not bombing Yemen. We're not getting involved.
Well, they get involved in other stuff, though.
Well, they do, Algeria. It's like Germany this week going, yeah, we support that Israel is not involved in a genocide.
Nazis.
And then what's that country called? Namibia. I can't even say it. Namibia. Rafia, take that out. Anyway, that country came up like, excuse me? At the beginning of the 21st century, you committed the first genocide.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's like,
You lot are all colonizers, like, bruv. Shut up.
It's crazy. And America, I want to know why America must put its fingers in every single pot in the world.
Pie.
Like, just chill out. Like, the whole country has how many homeless people? I've never seen so many homeless people in my life since I went to New York. And apparently LA is worse. The drug fentanyl. It's the biggest epidemic in America. People die. I wish we can get out the percentage of how many people die in America from fentanyl.
It's like cracking the 80s.
Oh my God, can we get that figure? I'm telling you, it's so mad. America has some crazy, crazy local internalized issues.
It's like your own house.
They don't even know who they're going to vote for this year.
But we don't know who we're voting for.
No, I don't either.
No one knows who they're voting for.
I saw this tool that said
every immigrant person in a Western country right now is like,
it's like the one cushion that I have.
What do we do?
Nearly 88%
of opioid
involved overdose deaths. 88%. Fentanyl's killing my people.
It rose from 21,000 in 2010
to 47,000. People? 27,000 people died of opioid. Is it opioid or fentanyl?
Opioid, but now it was at
47,000 people.
I shouldn't be laughing. It's just
no, that's
reaction.
A whole borough.
Your reaction is so funny.
No, that's my culture. 47,000 people died just from fentanyl. And you, man, have got the courage to be coming up to Yemen and all these other countries. Your fingers are in Taiwan. Your fingers are in fucking Saudi Arabia. Like, sort out your own house.
And it just withdraw your troops.
It's the same as the UK. Like, sort out your own house. Fix our housing crisis. I won't be moaning.
Get rid of your military bases. Go home, basically. Go home.
Just concentrate on your. How would it be nice if the UK wasn't a busybody?
Too many busybodies in the West.
Why?
Too many. They're caroning on a global scale.
Oh, it's just too much. Just go home. Like, I just
want to know. Stop sticking your nose in.
The movies and the TV shows that are going to come out from just this Yemen situation alone.
You know, you've got to hand it to Yemen, though. They went hard.
Yeah, I do. Is it Yemen, though? I think it's the Houthis, because Yemen's got its own democratic.
So Houthis are not Yemeni?
No, they're Yemeni, but they're not in the government. they're like their own sect of, I don't want to say militia, but like they're a detached group from the government. But anyway, shout out to Yemen.
Okay, Monday Madness. Guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on this YouTube video, because I know you lot be, you know, needing to do that, because, you know, you got to do that, you know.
What did you eat today?
Guys, if you haven't bought your ticket for our Amsterdam event, please do so. I'm going to put the link in the description of this video. The event is on March 2nd, so please cop your tickets, because they're about to be sold out.
There's only a few left.
Also, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube video. Don't forget to download the episode. Don't forget to leave your reviews. Tell us what you think and all of that good stuff. Now it's time for Monday Madness.
Right, Monday Madness, guys. Today we asked you, when did you realise that your relationship was over? The ladies came through. So the first few ones are, when I looked at him and my first thought was, I'd wish better on my enemies.
Wow. Imagine looking at someone and feeling that way about them.
Like, I wish better on my enemies. Like, than you. You're that piece of a...
You're that, yeah. It's like, you're just not great.
Whenever he comes home and I get uncomfortable, my body reacts negatively.
Guys, that's a massive, massive sign. That's a big, big sign to run. Your body is telling you, I need to be out of this situation.
Just like, ugh, he's home.
I feel sick.
Ugh. Let me run away. Someone goes, saved his number as stress to mentally prepare myself for the stress of his texts and calls.
That's quite clever. I'm not going to lie, that's really clever. Because you know when you see that number calling.
Stress exclamation.
Stress, you already know. It's like you can already and ah about whether or not to pick up that phone call. I would pick it up because, you know, toxicity.
When he told me about the girl he said might be his girlfriend, what a messy summer 2021. So wait, he told her about the girl that might be his girlfriend. The sighting?
Who does that?
Oh, weirdo. I mean, it's all right, at least you had fun. When he asked me to pay for the bill on the first official outing.
Shock, horror.
No decorum.
He asked you to come out and then made sure that you paid for the bill.
How does one approach that? How does one even say that? What does he go, do you want to pay for your half? What does he say?
Anyway, how would you even say, do you want to split the bill? Right, he probably grabs the bill and goes, right, I bought this, and this. So I'm
take out the
that.
Service charge.
Take out the service charge.
Will it give you the ick if
and
you told
you? And then you ordered this, and this, so you've got to pay for it. He's got the calculator out, and he's like, right, you owe this much, I owe this.
I would make him feel bad.
Kill me now.
I would actually make him feel bad. But why did you tell me to come out then? Or I would pay for the whole bill and just be like, it's all right. You can,
yeah, and then just never ever speak to him again.
Never, ever in my life. Never.
Shocking.
Ew.
Ooh.
Someone goes, when he had a go at me for not spelling his sister's name with a capital letter.
Because the capital letter, come on. The capital letter's missing from her name.
He said, respect my sister. Are you dumb? Put the capital letter in her name.
Oh, shit.
That is mad. She goes, when I kept on asking for attention and effort, which is the bare minimum.
Oh.
Guys, run away. Run away. Someone goes, when I realized I didn't like the way his thighs would rub together when he walked. Could you hear the chafing? Like,
did he have really big thighs?
Oh, was he a thickums? Bless him. Oh, I just feel bad. Fat people need love too. It's okay. He had black mold stains on the back of his teeth and his breath often smelled like fart.
Why did you go near him? Oh my God.
Someone with bad breath would kill, like, all me.
Like, you get bad breath, but when the breath smells like fart, that's,
you know,
like,
when you're talking and you can smell their breath while they're talking and you keep going.
Because if it's, like, food-related, like, they just ate onions or something.
I'm not going to judge.
That's cool, but if it's constantly smelling like fart.
And you're talking.
You've got to assess your gut.
And they're cackling.
Like, what are you eating that's making your breath smell like that?
No, he's not brushing his teeth and he's not probably flossing. There's probably debris trapped in between his teeth.
He needs to go and see the hygienist.
He does. Someone goes, when I did a secret credit card check and found out that he was in 35K debt. It's actually really smart.
How do you do that? What, to be in 35K debt?
No, to check that, to check his credit score. But how does she do that?
I don't know.
Does she hack his thingy?
She might be a little coder.
That's really smart. Someone goes, in year 8, we planned to kiss after music and I really didn't want to. Lucky the teacher pulled us apart and I got so happy. Anyways, he's still in love with me till this day. It's crazy. I think I missed a few. Someone goes, stopped hugging him properly. I was just awkwardly patting him on the back.
Yeah, that means that means I don't like you no more.
That means friend zoned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main ones.
Thank you for sending those in, guys. They were amazing.
I love those.
Really enjoyed reading them. Okay, so scenario number one sent in by one of our lovely listeners. Thank you for sending that in. I would like to keep this anonymous, please, and thank you. Please and thank you. Of course.
Of course. We're not revealing confidentiality here. What are you talking about?
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, the English is Englishing in this.
Yeah, I couldn't read it because you know me.
So I'm going to read really slowly. And Holly, you have to...
I have to really concentrate. Yeah. Right, concentrate face.
Once I shared camaraderie with two girls who seemed...
What does that even mean?
I want to say she had a lit time. Oh, camaraderie means friendship. Yeah, like you get the dictionary app up. thesaurus.com.
Right.
ChatGPT if need be. Mm-hmm. Once I shared camaraderie with two girls who seemed to harbor animosity towards anyone I grew close to, particularly my influencer friends. Oh, I wonder which influencer friends.
Oh my fucking God.
Little did I know that every girl introduced to this duo would eventually be subjected to their judgment.
So who's the duo? I've already lost.
So she was friends with two girls, but they just hated anyone who she grew close to, including influencer friends. Mm-hmm. She said, little did I know that every girl introduced to this duo, so every girl she introduced to these two.
They were hating.
They were haters. It wasn't until later in life that I discovered that they were just there for the fun and I've decided to cut them off simply because my morals didn't align with theirs. Fair.
Play.
Unable to partake in idle gossip or occasionally contemplating removing their hijab, I became an outsider. So they were occasionally...
So occasionally taking off the hijab, but also gossiping. Okay.
They were lit.
They were lit.
Right. My relationship with the hijab has always been a profound journey, a testament to my understanding of its deeper meaning. And I know we always struggle with wanting to keep it on, and whoever's going through that struggle, I do pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you. Ameen.
Ameen. Are you all right there?
When you said it, and then I said it at the same time. I was trying to say amen.
I mean,
and then it just became.
All right,
amen. Last summer, I realized I couldn't coexist with individuals who held contempt for my choices. The same individuals who warned me about others saying they were copying me were engaging in similar behaviors themselves. I find it so funny when people say, you're copying me. Anyway. As summer...
she's high today. But there's something going on
don't
today.
You find it funny when someone's like... That girl's copying me. Shut up, man.
I'm still that deep. Carry on.
As summer drew to a close, I embarked on a job abroad, alhamdulillah, as a teacher, literally typing these words from overseas.
Yay! I love that. So is this the person that you saw then, if she's overseas? It can't be.
No, this must be someone else. But we've got another scenario in here, so it could be her. She said she sent it this afternoon. This one was sent this afternoon, so it might be her, isn't it?
This was sent this afternoon,
yeah. So it's probably her. So maybe she's visiting from overseas. Type these words from overseas. Nah, man, that doesn't make sense. I saw you in the cinema yesterday.
No, it wasn't even the day before. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
So how could she be overseas now? It's 1:30, unless she caught a flight there and then.
Maybe.
Carry on.
A friend informed me of an encounter they witnessed. My former friends, one critical of each other, now sitting together, relishing the moment. It forced me to ponder how one could share space with those they once criticised. One could share space with those they once criticised.
So let's just dumb it down. So her two friends that were hating are now chilling with the girls that she used to chill with.
Yeah, so her former friends who were critical of each other, who used to chat shit about each other.
Oh, okay.
Are now sitting together, relishing in the moment. So now they're friends.
So now they're friends. Okay.
Now that this girl has gone abroad. So it forced her to ponder, how could they share space with those they once criticised? So how can these two people share space when they were bitching about each other?
I mean, it can happen, but carry on.
It wasn't just about the individuals in question. Mm. It was also about these so-called friends. They'd come to me one after another with judgments about each other's lives. What became apparent was their duplicity, manipulation, and betrayal of the very essence of friendship. I really like the way this girl writes. Grateful for my newfound distance, I now bask in the warmth of the sun.
Bask.
Far removed from that toxic circle. It dawned on me that cohesive groups endure because of shared mindsets, values, and goals. We love that.
I agree.
Anywho, my gratitude for the light your podcast... My gratitude for the light your podcast brings to my life. Please write us a poem, because I know that the way that you write means that you can produce a sonnet for Consorna and Harvard.
Oh my God. A 14 line sonnet. That's what we need. I mean, darling, you're already living the best life anyway.
You won.
I don't know what else to say.
It's a lovely end. You had a little bit of some issues. And then you went, you travelled, you're in the sun, you're sipping your mocktails, you're living life.
What more could you want? And you know what? Those hater girls, let them. They will eat each other up.
Exactly.
That's who they are.
But also, they could just have found each other, because your absence might have caused
them,
you know,
to a void.
And they've come together. Who knows?
They've created a bond. They've bonded over their toxicity.
They've bonded over your departure.
Indeed.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, next scenario.
Game?
Yeah. Right, guys, quickly explain the game, Hawthor.
Guys, we are playing Guess Who?
With a bit of oomph. Pizzazz.
I'm actually going to punch Gaston today. She's pissing me off. Okay, cool. So the game we are playing is Guess Who YouTuber Edition. Kaltona's got a YouTuber in her hand, I've got one in my hand, and she has to guess mine, and I've got to guess hers, and we only have 5 questions to do it. Can we do it? Let's see.
Okay. Is it a man or a woman? Oh, shit, that's not a yes or no, is it? Okay. Is it a man?
Yes.
I've got 4 questions left. Yeah. So it's a man. So he's a YouTuber, it's a man.
5 questions is little, though. Yeah, anyway,
let's
say 7, Carol.
Okay, he's a YouTuber and he's a man. Is he white?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be hard because I don't know a lot of white YouTubers. Okay, he's white, he's a man.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And he's a YouTuber.
Yes.
Is he a gamer? Or did he come up being a gamer? Minecraft and all that?
I think so.
Huh?
No, I don't think so. No, actually, maybe, yeah. Perhaps. I'm going to say yes to that.
So that's 3. So gamer, white, male, YouTuber.
It's a lot of them.
Gamer, white, male, YouTuber. Bloody hell. Is he bear rich? Okay, bear rich, male, white, YouTuber, gamer.
Got 2 left.
Does my little sister watch him?
Not that I know of.
What YouTuber?
I don't think she watches him.
Is it Mr. Beast?
Yes!
That's so good! Oh my God! He's the only one I know! I should have said, is he a philanthropist?
Yes! Does he do big YouTube production?
Oh my God, Mr. Beast!
Okay, cool. Is it a man?
No.
Okay, female. Are they black or white?
That's not a yes.
Oh, okay. Are they black?
Yes.
Did she start off doing university videos with her friends?
Yes. Oh my God. How the hell are they?
Was she in Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
Yes. Why did it take me so long to think of that?
Is it Nella Rose?
It's Nella Rose! Oh my God, that was so good.
All right, go.
Wow, you're like reading my mind today.
Ooh, let's go, right. Oh, I love this one.
You're definitely going to get this. All right.
All right, go.
Is it a man?
No.
Are they black?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a woman. Are they Muslim?
Yeah.
Black and Muslim.
If you can get this in three questions, like me, come on now. You're on your third question, Kalton.
Is she married?
Yes.
Is it her second marriage?
No.
Oh.
Bush, black Muslim married.
YouTuber. Black Muslim married YouTuber.
I know who you're thinking about, but it's not that person.
Yeah, I thought it was my fave.
It's not Aisha Harun. We love you. Come on the podcast.
Is she?
You got to be quick with these. Come on, Callie.
No! Okay, is she? Is she in her 30s?
No.
Oh, so she's young babes. Is she?
It's five questions.
I've got seven. I've
got two left. Come on, read my mind. You know this.
Do I watch her?
Yes.
Has she been on the podcast?
Yes!
Okay, okay. Is it Hanan?
Yes!
High five! Oh my god.
Okay. Whoa. My one.
Okay, go on.
Is it a woman?
No.
Are they black?
Yes.
Okay. Do they have a duo podcast?
Yes.
Do they sing?
At some point, yes.
Mm. Okay. Do they have a very boisterous laugh?
Yeah.
Are they short?
I want to say average. For a man.
Does he have a bad haircut? Does he have a bad haircut?
Oh, well, at some point, maybe, yes.
Please. Okay, how many questions am I on? Have I got one left?
I think you're on five.
Okay. Something. Did he go through a fitness journey?
Yes!
Is it Chunks? I was thinking it's Philly.
I thought you were going with it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Chunks.
I don't think you've got a bad haircut.
I don't think you've got a bad haircut, honestly. But, right now, your haircut looks lit.
Yeah, you're very beautiful. Wow. Now, Long Barrack. Yeah, okay. One more. What should we do? We need to do one more scenario. Right, we're going to... Oh! Okay, let's do one more. I'm excited. Go. Is it me? No, it's you.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
You'll get this.
Is it a woman?
Mm-hmm. Let's see how quick you can do this one.
Has she got a podcast?
Oh, has she got a podcast? I'm going to say she used to. Come on. You got this.
Was it a recent departure from a podcast?
Yes.
Come on. Oh my God, what's her name? What's her name?
No, come on.
Okay, is she a black woman?
Yes.
Black woman, recent departure. I know who it is.
You know who it is, come on.
Oh, I don't want to say the wrong one.
Yes.
I don't want to say the wrong one.
Ask me one more to verify for you. Think back in the day.
Okay. Is she?
You need a differentiator. That's what you need.
Was she the one wearing the pink furry bra in one of her images? Do you know who I'm talking about? Oh, that doesn't know the answer to this. And like a white cowboy hat.
No, it's not her.
So
the other one. It's the other one.
So it's Mariam.
No.
Adeola.
Yeah.
Adeola's wearing the pink fairy bra.
Sorry, I thought it was Mariam who's wearing the pink fairy bra. Sorry, no. But you're right, yeah, there you go. You won.
Oh, for God's sake, honestly. Had me on the edge of my seat with that
one.
I
did, didn't I? I thought you would have cocked when I said podcast. I was trying to hint to you.
No, I knew it was one or the other, but I couldn't work out which one.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Are they white?
Absolutely not.
Okay, they're black. Are they rich?
I would probably say so, yes.
Do they hang out with Chunks and Philly?
Yes. It's not.
It's not who I'm talking about.
Wait, like, you could. Okay, carry on.
Why are you looking at me like that? Okay, so do they hang out with Chunks and Philly?
I'm going to say yes.
Are they in the beta squad?
No.
Okay. Why do they do videos of the beta squad?
Yes.
Did he have a baby?
No.
Oh, it's not who I'm thinking.
Was that five questions?
Yeah.
Two more to go.
So they're black. They hang out with Chunks and Philly.
That second question is crucial.
They hang out with Chunks and Philly. Is it Nico? I'm joking, no. I was thinking Harry Pinero, but it's not him. Did he recently get married?
No. Mm. I mean, you kind of already said who it is.
I kind of said already who it is.
Yeah.
I said Harry Pinero. I said Darkest Man.
No.
Nico.
No.
AJ Chaval.
No.
What the hell?
You've already said his name once.
I've said his name.
You said his name out loud on two occasions.
While I'm asking you questions?
Yeah.
Ah, this is messing me up. Is it Kenny?
What the fuck? No, you're so far off.
He hangs out with Chunks and Philly. Philly.
It's Philly. It's young Philly.
Shout out to young Philly. Hi. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Galetha, for the game. That was really fun. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that, too.
I think next time you should make it actresses. Make it hard.
Hard.
Make it hard. God, make it hard. Oh, me. I'm joking. Okay, guys. Right, we've got a scenario for you. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So this scenario says, let me disturb y'all with a dilemma. And I love when they're juicy. Let me just pat myself dry. Guys, have you noticed how all the TikTok girls use hair straighteners for their
jams? I did that the other day and it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I love going like this, like, shh.
Dyson, sponsor us, literally.
Because I really want an air app.
GHD, sponsor us. How amazing is that?
So good.
Righty-o, let's go. She goes, Callie and Hartha, may Allah continue to bless y'all in this life and in the Akhirah.
Ameen.
Girl, I needed that prayer. High five. May Allah bless you too.
Ameen.
She goes, I'll try to keep this short and sweet. I am a 21-year-old Somali girl with a 21-year-old Ajnabi friend, half white, half black. We used to live in a country that's predominantly Muslim. My best friend met a Somali guy during her college years. My best friend met a Somali guy during her college years who's much older than her and came to the country for an internship. I was so happy for her because he would cook, clean, and buy groceries. Where did this Somali man get brought up? What is
what? I'm shocked.
Let me rewind that quickly, guys.
Wow,
I didn't hear that correctly.
Who is he? I'd like his number, please, for my friend.
I need to know who his mother is. She goes, a Somali guy during her college years who is much older than her and came to the country for an internship. He was from the country.
Oh.
She goes, I was happy for her because he would cook, clean, and buy her groceries. Wallahi. For her, since they lived in the same building. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. He would treat her like a princess and she would tell me all about it. Once he was done with the internship, he flew back to Europe and changed.
Oh my God.
That's what's happened to all of them.
We built him up so much in our heads and now
he's about
to disappoint us.
And that's what happens when they come to Europe. When they come to this West, they all get corrupted. He promised to get his life sorted and promised he would make things halal with her. One thing I forgot to mention is that he has an illness.
Oh.
This is going up and down today.
I feel bad now.
Okay, wait, pause. She goes, he has an illness that drains him out and my friend would always take care of him and give him medication.
Aww.
Lately, he's been very mean to her by blocking her with little to no communication.
Excuse me?
I'm so lost. I don't know whether to like this man or to be evil. It's just giving up and down, I can't.
I know.
So she goes, by blocking her with little to no communication, or all of a sudden talk about the way she dresses. He clearly knew she was a Chinebi, so why would he expect her to dress modestly? He often threatens to cut ties with her, and that makes her feel really sad. He would block her and then message her through email. Why is he so sneaky? Is he married and perhaps hiding it? He always says the Somali girls are not his type. Then a week later, he apologizes for his behavior and asks for forgiveness. I know my friend deserves the best, but I don't know how to advise her. I know how Somali boys are towards Achinevis, but she's so in love with him. She's also talked about converting and embracing Islam when she gets older. Why do you think he's doing this? And why is he so indecisive? He is 27, right, by the way.
So he was acting like an angel in the beginning.
It's giving me narcissist.
It's so giving narcissist.
It's giving me narcissist. It's giving me no communication, doesn't want to communicate properly. It's giving...
As soon as he's left, the mask is off.
Exactly. It's giving emotional manipulation. It's giving rudeness. It's just horrible.
It's not nice.
It's textbook narcissism.
But you know what's so mad is like he was being the most perfect, sweetest partner.
But that's what they do.
And just to... It's the hook, the line, and they sink you
to the floor.
That's what they do, guys.
Let me tell you, the real ones know. This is how you know he's a narc. He is being rude to her. He's blocking her, then suddenly apologizing to her, then cussing her out for what she's wearing. Guilt tripping her with the illness. Then saying sorry. Then blocking her and emailing her so he can keep control.
This man needs to go in the bin. I said it.
This man is, what do we say? Trifling.
Trifling. In the bin now. That poor girl.
If he's 27, so she goes, I'm 21 and her friend's 21. He's 6 years older than her. Now, that's not a bad age gap.
No.
But he is, I feel like he's mentally abusing her a little bit. So she, what she needs to do is she needs to put her big girl socks on.
Right.
Trousers on. Why did I say socks?
Big girl socks. Big girl underwear.
She's put her period underwear on, yeah.
The big
ugly ones.
Ugly.
Get out underwear. Of her feelings. Yeah. And she needs to sack it off.
She needs to sack this guy off ASAP. Because ain't no way in 2024 we're dealing with wishy-washy, will they, won't they, indecisive,
yin and yang, bipolar,
up and down, left, right,
abusive, crazy ass.
We're not dealing with that in 2024. No, 2024 is all about me.
Wallahi!
It's all about me.
Me. But also, can we say, how long has this podcast existed, Kaltun?
A long time.
It's been like, what, 2 years now?
Almost, yeah.
Almost 2 years. How long have we been saying, you do not withstand this type of behavior for a man. I'm so sorry.
Never, ever, ever.
That is the advice you give your friend. What you need to do is send this podcast episode to your friend and let her listen to it. Because my darling.
Because one thing we do want is consistency. How you are in the beginning has to be how you are going forward.
You want a normal human being. If your friend was treating you this way, you'd have cut her off a long time ago and told her to fuck off.
You would never allow a wishy-washy up and down, left and right friend.
First of all, you wouldn't let her to abuse you like that. No. Secondly, you wouldn't. If that was your friend going through that, you would automatically be like to her, no.
If your friend said a mean comment to you, what would you do?
I'd be like, what are you saying?
I'd cuss her out.
Exactly. After I said, why are you treating me like that? Yeah, that's not very nice. Yeah.
And then I say, you're a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like, come on. The same rule applies in relationships. If somebody is not being consistent, then you just got to say, sorry, this ain't for me. I thought you were like this, but clearly you're not.
I think she needs to break it off very nicely. The moment I think she needs to just go, listen, I don't think this is working out.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with narcissists.
You've
got to be very careful because narcissists are kind of like Satan. That just sounds mad. But the qualities of a narcissist are very similar to the characteristics of the devil himself.
It's true though.
They're arrogant, mm-hmm. Their self-confidence is sky high, mm-hmm. Egoistic, think they're the best. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Very satanic.
And then the moment she rejects him and says, you know what, this ain't going to work, he's going to come after her like... And he's going to be love bombing.
He's going to come for me from the left.
From the right.
From the right. Like,
shaitan.
So what you need to do, sis, is say, I really believe him in a shaitan regime. And be grateful that he's now no longer where you are.
She needs to cut him off. And if she's going to cut him off, she needs to be firm and she needs to stick with it. And if he's coming back, messaging her, emailing her, she needs to have to block him from
block
from everywhere. And then if she messages him, she can't ever message him again. And he's going to like chase her. He's going to be love bombing her. He's going to be doing so
he's
much
gonna be doing the
to
most
try and get her back.
Just to treat you like shit again.
And she needs to firm it, because the moment he gets you back, he's going to be like, I've got this girl trapped forever.
Forever. He's going to think you're going to keep coming back like a little
all
doggy.
All the time. And you're not.
But you're not.
And you know what you deserve? Tell her what she deserves.
You deserve happiness. You deserve peace. You deserve love, affection.
Good communication.
Good communication. Healthiness.
Someone that's nice to you, doesn't block you, communicates with you.
Is it
someone
mean
that's
you?
Messaging you actively.
Calling you actively.
It's always there.
Checking in, cares about you, doesn't neglect you, brings you flowers.
A protector, a provider. Woo! Sing the accolades. So yeah, I think that's what you need to advise your friend. And I think you need to support her through that transition period where she's like, oh no, but he's
but
sick.
But I love him.
Maybe he didn't mean it. You need to support her through
girl.
That period.
He's sick. The hospital will take care of him. Not you.
NHS.
NHS is free. He's in Europe. There's free healthcare over there.
Go to your mum.
It's not your job.
What the hell? Go to your family. Go to your sister. Go to your mum.
Furthermore, you're not
you.
Even married to this man. Like, it's not your responsibility to care about his illness.
Can we stop treating
don't feed
men.
Him no medication.
Can we stop treating men who are not our husbands like our husbands? I am so sorry. Please, can we stop that?
Can we stop cooking for men that are not
ew!
Our husbands?
Ew! I would never. Me. Put onions on my hands
we
for
need
a man.
To just stop this pick me shit now.
Just stop.
In 2024, I solemnly swear to
I will
no
never
more.
Cook for a man who is not my husband.
That's all we need to say to ourselves, girls. The mantra, repeat it in the mirror as part of your morning. What's it called? Affirmations.
No, he won't pick you that way, I'm telling you. Listen, if a good man wants you, who is rich, who is good iman, who fears Allah, who is everything that you want, he will come to you. Allah will give him to you.
And he will just be perfect for you.
Literally.
You don't need to change, you don't need to do nothing. He will just be.
Literally.
Everything that you want in a person.
Kun fayakun, and Allah
in
makes it happen.
Human form.
Why? You don't need to chase anyone. And let me tell you something. These, you know, another thing that triggers me is that men who haven't reached their potential, and then the moment they get money or like they just get rich or they get to the level that they want to get to, they will leave you and go to the woman that he really wanted. And you were just like that placeholder for the time being. Don't be a placeholder.
Satan's the lot of them.
I'm telling you, don't be a placeholder. Don't go for a man, especially if you're in your late 20s. Don't be going for someone for their potential of what they could be.
No, who they are now is what you need to go for.
Exactly.
Who they are today in this present time, not the past, not the future, present. Who they are to you.
Your perfect man is packaged for you. He's waiting.
He's going to be so perfect.
Why?
You won't even need to think. There's not going to be a second thought. There's not going to be a, but what if, no, none of that. It's just going to be peaceful.
And if
easy.
You wait, and if you take care of yourself and you pray your prayers and you make dua and you keep yourself chaste, Allah will provide for you your perfectly packaged little present of a man in a little ribbon in your front
addressed
door.
Addressed to you.
You won't even know. You're walking Westfield, boom, you bump into each other like, you didn't have to chase these bummy I'm telling you.
And you're going to, you know what's going to make me, you know, blah, blah, blah. The funniest thing is you're going to look back on that little situation that you had with this man, and you're going to be like,
ew, you're shuddering. You know when you're like,
you're going to shudder, you're going to get the ick, you're going to scream internally, you're going to get a pillow, put it in your face, like, why did I ever do this?
Ew. We've all had those moments.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, I'm thinking about it right now.
It's called PTSD. I'm still
wallahi, PTSD. Right. I hope that advice helped you.
Yeah, I hope that one. Yeah. Let me know how it goes.
Let us know in the comments section what you guys think as well.
What's the current score? I feel like we both drew in this game.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so that's what? Three?
No, that's
2-1.
That's three, yeah, that I got right.
No, as in like...
We each got three right.
Oh, we both won. Okay, cool.
So it's really a draw. So it's still 1-0.
Guys, so another new segment that we started is for you guys to write down the crazy stories that happened over the weekend. Colton, you want to read them?
I most certainly do. So, guys, craziest stories that happened over the weekend. Right, the first one is, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Nearly tried to get married in secret, but couldn't bring myself to hurt my family.
Oh, girl.
Damn, girl. That's crazy. You must have been head over heels in love.
Oh, my God. What's that called when you elope? Yeah.
She tried to do a madness.
She tried to do a madness. But don't you need witnesses? Then your man would be a witness. Then what? You're going to get a random other person to be a witness?
Yeah, that's weird, mate. You don't want to have a wedding and your family's not there. That's weird.
No, calm, man.
Don't do that, honey. One ex blocked me, one got married, and another came back. Wow.
Oh, it's like the ghost of Christmas past.
Present and future.
Literally. Which one are you going to go? Which one are you going to chat to secretly? We want to know.
It can't be the married one. Mm. It's got to be either the one that blocked her or the one that came back. The one that came back, I'm excited to know what happened.
It might be the one that got away.
Yeah.
Pause. You know what you guys should watch? Past Lives.
Where's that?
It's on HD. You know what HD is?
Yeah, I know what HD is.
you guys all know what HD is. Guys, you need to watch the movie Past Lives. It's so good. It's so heartfelt.
I'm watching it tonight.
I loved it.
I'm going to watch it
tonight. It's Korean, but it's American as well. It's about these two young, it's a boy and a girl. They grew up in Korea. The girl moved away when she was young and migrated to America, and the boy stayed. And then randomly in her college era, she just messages him on thingy Facebook, and he's like been looking for her and she's been looking for him, and they start talking and it's just so beautiful. But then something else happens and it's so sad. It's just like the cutest film ever. It's literally the one that got away.
If you guys have watched Past Lives, please comment what you thought of it in the description.
I'm actually going to go back to my Korean bag. Also,
in the description, in the comments, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, if we're quickly going to talk about shows, my Turkish shows that I've been watching since the season, before the season ends, there was two. One was called Sakla. Banging. If you lot want to get into Turkish shows, that shit is so good. The drama, the angst, it's thrilling. Hell, this craziness happening.
Whoa.
I love it.
So there you go, guys. Some recommendations for
there
the
we
week.
Go. Carry on.
My child could suddenly speak in full sentences.
Aww, I love that for you.
That's lovely. I had a guy ask me if it's true that Somali girls have cheap meher. I was speechless. Oh my God. How flipping dare
he. What's wrong with you?
How dare he say a horrible statement like that? We do not have cheap meher. We're very expensive women, high value.
High value women.
My mum and dad got back together. He's abusive. Y'all send help and prayers. I just went, oh, and then. Yeah, that's kind of
sad. That's actually really sad.
We really hope you're okay and that nothing crazy happens, inshallah. Sneaky Link was found out.
Allah.
Hoya was not happy.
Allah.
She wanted a Farah.
Oh my God.
I want to know the ethnicity of the Sneaky Link.
Wait, how does she find out about the Sneaky Link though? Like, I need to know.
I need context. Who's the Sneaky Link? Where's he from? Why does your mum want a Farah?
Oh, guys, the way we used to hide boys back in the day.
Oh my God. They used to have different names.
I used to put girls' names on my phone.
Yeah.
Mum was like, you got loads of friends. I was like, yeah, I do. Thank you.
So I was talking to this guy that my mum wanted me to get to know. I personally didn't want to talk to him because the age gap is crazy and I wasn't attracted to him. So we were chatting on WhatsApp and I took a few screenshots and sent it to my sister just so she could see what's up. And I wanted to get rid of this guy so bad, but I didn't know how to do it. I was just talking to him for the sake of it. Anyways, I receive a notification from him saying wrong person. I was confused. And then I went to the chats and saw that I sent the screenshots to him.
Oh my God!
No, I'm screaming for you right now. Oh my God. How can this happen?
I would break my phone. I would break my phone.
He said, wrong person.
The embarrassment.
Because I felt like digging the ground and never coming back out again.
What did she write to her sister though?
She sent the screenshots of the conversation with that guy. She wanted to send it to her sister. She ended up sending it to him.
Maybe she just put like a song.
Oh my God.
No, you can't even get out of that one. No, you know what I would do? I would block them right there and then. I would actually block him. Because I can't explain that. What am I going to say? I can't explain myself.
He's thinking, why are there screenshots of our conversation?
Because he's going to know. But he obviously, knows. Guys, listen, boys must know that girls send screenshots of conversations sometimes to the group chat if it's funny. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Absolutely insane. Sis, I'm praying for you. Because,
oh, my God.
Please let me know if you've continued speaking to him and what's the verdict?
Is he all right? Sometimes age is just but a number. All right, guys, that is the end of our beautiful episode. We hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Make sure, guys, that you are supporting your girls, that you are downloading, sending this podcast to your friends, and making sure that you are sending us some reviews in the Apple and the Spotify podcast apps.
Thank you so much for coming this far because, wow, we know you guys really love us.
We love us so much.
All right, guys, peace out. Love you.
Bye. Dun, 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 dun.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.